Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. So today I want to kind of break open a little bit this thing called a morning routine. So maybe you have one, maybe you don't. Either way, totally cool. If you watch stories on Instagram, I oftentimes show my morning routine, which is mine, right? Like it's not yours. And I think it's very important that we personalize our morning routines to help set us up and put our armor on for each day. Now, to look at my morning routine might be overwhelming to you because it's like, oh my gosh, she has all these things. I think I have like 3 different decks of cards, 2 different devotionals, and a journal/devotional, right? And that's not even counting the things on the apps on my phone I use, like the Hallow app and the Bible app and so on and so forth. So to somebody who is on the outside looking in, that might seem daunting and overwhelming where you're just like, I'm just not going to do it at all. And that's not what I want for you. So this podcast episode is designed to help you just literally take the basics so you can begin a morning routine and habit stack like I have over time, obviously, right? You can do this in 5 minutes. Some people, their morning routine is 1 hour or 2 hours, right? Like you have to find what time works for you. But I think if you have these 3 components that we're going to talk about today in that morning routine, that's what's going to set you up for success. So it's not really necessarily the amount of time that you spend doing it. It's the quality of what you're doing. And is it really meeting your needs? Or are you doing it just because you saw somebody else doing it? Or are you doing it worsely to just check a box off and say you did it, right? Like there has to be meaning, there has to be depth behind it. So without further ado, let's jump into that. Grab a pen and paper because you know this podcast is about learning and mostly taking action and doing. So the first thing, there's 3 components I think that need to be in every morning routine. And it involves your body, your mind, and your soul. So we're just going to break that down. So the first one is body. Obviously, you need to move, right? So for some people, that is stretching. For some people, that is more mobility-based, right? Like when I broke my leg last winter, I really realized that I might be 45 years old and still consider myself young, but mobility is something that's important to me. And it will continue to be important to me as I get older, chronological age-wise. You know, do you stretch? Do you move? Do you take a walk? Do you work out? Maybe you work out ferociously and you're one of those people that is like balls to the wall, like jumping around, doing all the plyo moves. That was me 10 years ago. It's just not me now. I think it's important that you fine tune and figure out what your body responds best to. And only you know that, but only if you're open and willing and honest with yourself to open up that awareness, right? Like for the longest time, I was doing those plyo moves and I was running and jumping and doing a lot of things until my back said, no, you can't do that anymore. Until my massage therapist was like, your body responds way better to, you know, more lower intensity type of exercise. So you really have to do the work with that and you really have to be in tune. That's why in anybody I coach, like that is one foundational element is really just focusing on what makes you tick. What does your body respond to? What does it not respond to? Not what it should respond to or what everybody else is doing, but what you're doing, right? And I think that when we reach that element in our own journey of self-discovery, like it's kind of a big aha moment to be like, oh, it doesn't need to look like everybody else's, right? And I think that's super important. And through this morning routine, you can help to establish that. And I think an important concept to realize with this too is that not that you have to. I don't have to work out every morning. I actually get to. And having an attitude of gratitude throughout all 3 of these elements is going to be pivotal into, you know, setting the tone for your day. All right. So the second one is your mind. Okay. So we've got body and now mind. And this might be a shocker for some of you, but get the hell off of your phone first thing when you wake up. Do not be the person that rolls over, grabs your phone while you're still in bed, mind you, and starts scrolling Facebook and Instagram. Please don't do that. You're already setting your mind up for failure for the morning. Stop that shit. It's insane. Don't do it. Try to stay off your phone the first hour of the day. I will admit that is hard for me to do. I do have apps on my phone that I use for my morning routine. And sometimes I get caught up in like, oh, I'm going to go check my Instagram. And then I kind of go down a rabbit hole. So I've really tried to be intentional about that actually in the last 3 months more so, of where my time and my energy is going, because social media is a time and an energy sucker. and a waster. So stay off your phone when you get up. Drink some water before coffee or before caffeine in the morning. That will help you. You know, a lot of people talk about brain fog and clarity, and that's something that I know I've experienced, especially with all this perimenopause stuff. Like, holy cats. Or, for instance, I didn't think I ate as much sugar, too much sugar on Easter, but I've really been trying to be mindful about my sugar intake, processed foods, and obviously ate some different foods on Easter. But Monday, like, I literally had a sugar hangover, and like, it was, my mind was foggy. It was like really hard to stay concentrated. I feel so, so much better today, which I'm recording this on a Tuesday. And I'm like, holy cow, like it was just super eye-opening to me to see the difference in just our food choices, you guys. It doesn't mean that you have to go overboard, like with things and eat half of a cake. But sometimes if we pay attention, not sometimes, all the time, if we pay attention to what we're really doing and have that awareness, it can really help us to be more solution-based and help us to make better decisions ongoing. So, sorry, kind of went down a rabbit hole with that. But literally stay off your phone, drink water before coffee. Meditate. And I feel like meditation and gratitude kind of goes with the soul piece too. But affirmations, what are you telling yourself, right? What are the thoughts going through your mind? If you're like, oh my gosh, I have XYZ things to do today, and it's just so busy, and I'm just so overwhelmed, and I'm so stressed. How do you think the rest of your day is going to go, right? If you're trying to rush through a morning routine because you have to do it, again, you get to. And if you're standing and affirming, I know one of the things that I really like, and the other podcast this week is going to touch on this a little bit, is grounding my thoughts against scripture and God's word, you know, or what I am thinking in alignment with that. And I think also with your mindset is being able to reflect on yesterday. I think reflection is a huge piece, has been a huge piece of my journey. I do it on a weekly basis, but I also do it a little bit on a daily basis, not as in-depth as I do weekly, but literally looking at the day before and be like, okay, well, what went well? What didn't go well? Do I feel good today? Because how you feel right now is really the accumulation of the choices you've made thus far in your day, right? So it's kind of like the sugar hangover thing I was just talking about. Like, Monday's sugar hangover was a culmination of the choices I made on Sunday. And I'm like, ugh, I really need to learn from that, and I need to make some better choices next time. So that brings, again, a heightened awareness. And when we are aware, right, like, we can do better. Knowledge is only power if we use it. So reflecting. Okay, then the third piece is soul. And mind and soul really kind of meshed together in my brain a little bit. So it was hard for me to decipher between the two. But again, being able to meditate, maybe doing some deep breathing. I've done some tapping meditations before to just get like my soul, my nervous system kind of regulated and calmed down, and not being always in a rush, busy kind of mindset. This is where biohacking can come in, right? Or bioindividuality, as I like to call it, a cold shower, a walk in nature, connecting with those things will help ground you and prepare you for the day. Literally just even a walk around the block, you guys. So I'm not asking for a lot. Like, this is not supposed to be some, oh my gosh, I have one more thing to do on my to-do list, this is so annoying type of mentality. Like I said at the beginning of the podcast, you can do it in 5 minutes a day if you want to just start. And that's where I started, was just by doing a couple little things every day. And then I have it stacked that with other things. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I want more scripture. Oh my gosh, I want more devotional. Yes, this is helpful for me to go and walk in nature. Somebody had dared me to do that, I don't know, a year and a half ago. And here I am still doing it every single day, because there are benefits, not only physically, but mentally. And I think that's the big piece that we're missing, is the mental component of a morning routine. We always think it's like, oh, get up and work out. Working out has way more benefits mentally than it does physically. What are you focusing on, right? So again, just a quick recap, morning routine basics. Do something for your body, do something for your mind, do something for your soul, so you can crush the rest of your day. So go out there and make that happen today. All right, you guys, till next time. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.